This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said the suicide bombings that devastated the country on Easter Sunday could have links to Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility. Another official indicated the bombings were in retaliation for last month's deadly attacks on mosques in New Zealand. On Tuesday, Sri Lanka observed a national day of mourning as the death toll climbed to 321. The explosions ripped through four hotels and three prominent churches, targeting tourists and Christian worshippers. As the Sri Lankan government faces questions about a massive security failure preventing the bombings, Prime Minister confirmed that there was specific intelligence about the attacks from India. Nearly 90% of Egyptian voters have approved constitutional amendments that could extend President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's rule until 2030. The opposition said the changes would roll back the democratic dreams of 2011, when a popular uprising led to the ouster of 30-year dictator Hosni Mubarak, and that the referendum was marred by corruption and coercion. U.S. President Donald Trump met with top executive of Twitter on Tuesday. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the story.
Twitter Chief Executive Officer Jack Dorsey met with Trump in the Oval Office. Their discussion occurred just hours after the president on the popular social media platform complained Twitter treats him unfairly. Trump, who has nearly 60 million Twitter followers, said he would have a lot more, except for what he claims are deliberate efforts by the company to thwart a larger online fan base. Trump later tweeted it was a great meeting about Twitter and social media in general, and he looks forward to keeping an open dialogue. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
As always, for more news, you can join us here at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.